you hear us, that you are very near. I know your heart is longing to get your saints from here. This night of sin and sorrow will soon break into morn. When Jesus cries, it's finished, they're ready to come home. We're building for time and for eternity. That's what life is for. Are we building on the solid ground or on a sandy shore? We're building for time and for eternity. Oh, will your structure stand? Or will it fall because you chose to build on sandy, shifting land? God marks his faithful people who with prayers and tears and pleas approach the throne of grace, give up their times, talent and means. He also marks those people that claim to know him, but deny him in their words and life, cling tightly to their sin. They're building for time and for eternity. That's what life is for. Are we building on the solid ground or on a sandy shore? We're building for time and for eternity. Oh, will your structure stand? Or will it fall because you chose to build on sandy, shifting land? Friends, the end is nearing, the conflict's almost done, and soon we'll hear the angel choir, see God's beloved Son. And though it makes us sad to know that some in death will close their eyes, Jesus will call to them from above, away from the dust and arise. For you built for time and for eternity. That's what life is for. Are we building on the solid ground or on a sandy shore? We're building for time and for eternity. Oh, will your structure stand? Or will it fall because you chose to build on sandy shore?